Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad our good friend Joel Barker's here, too. Joel is the author of a number of books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future. He's an outstanding filmmaker. Innovation at the Verge is his new one. He is one of the leading futurists on the planet of our time, and someone who has inspired me for a long time. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 7 years. The time just flies. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Joel always brings us folks. He always brings us some, as I've said earlier in the show, some things that are coming at us in the future. And he gives us an early peek into what's happening, what's going to be happening. Joel, one of the things that's very interesting, I have to smile when I think about this. It's floating cities, autonomous floating cities. People are talking about literally. Are they talking about becoming, disavowing their citizenship? They're seasteaders. What's this all about?
Right. Instead of homesteaders, they're seasteaders. And the theory behind this is actually very democratic, and it goes like this: we want to experiment with perhaps the relationships of the people on the ship. Or the politics of the ship, or the use of technology in the ship.
Yeah.
We want to do it in such a way that we're not interfering with regulations that are already written in countries.
Right. We're not hampered by the politics of a geography.
Yeah, but also the regulations, because there are some regulations about use of information and the use of drugs.
Well, when I say politics, I'm lumping all those in not just
okay.
The law. Yeah, whether it be regulations, laws, ideology, obligation, and there's some as you and I both one thing we both agree on is that there's some constructs that are good for everybody, but they do put up little firewalls.
That's right, and so the people who started this idea, the Blue Seed people, that's the name of the institute, said these represent a place to experiment with 21st century ideas in a big enough cluster, 1,500 mm-hmm. to 2,500 people,
mm-hmm.
but small enough so that they can't do damage, and small enough that you can finance them.
So these people would buy a ticket, so to speak, on a cruise ship, essentially.
That's one of the models.
And go out into international waters.
Yep.
And would they be like a little, wouldn't call it a little sovereign state, would they?
Well, actually they are. They're outside
really?
The regulations of the country. They're in international waters, and there are some regulations in international waters,
right.
But they're very soft.
Now think about this. You can't gamble in some states.
Correct.
But you can if you walk across a gangplank onto a barge that's floating in the water.
Of
a river. So it's like that, isn't it?
It is like that. Now, here's the other thing to think about, because you're thinking, I'm going to leave the land and go to the sea.
Yeah.
There are people coming from China or India or Indonesia who can't get into the U.S. because they can't get a green card. But at 13 miles off the coast, they can be the best programmers in the world in programming. And so it's a way of also bringing resources close to
mm-hmm.
the country, but resources that would not be allowed, because they have a black mark on their record, or they may have done something with the Taliban when they were young, but no longer. And so what they're saying is this is a chance for us to begin to experiment with enough people and enough technology to find out new solutions to old problems.
So this is just a little petri dish of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to put it. That's exactly what it is. It's at a societal level, a petri dish.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Very
yeah.
interesting.
Great metaphor. Great metaphor.
So, is this happened? Anybody doing it yet?
Well, they raised a couple of million dollars. They did the scenarios for people, and if they get $27 million, they can actually buy a ship and make this happen. And they have quite extraordinary interest. So my expectation is they will get one up and running here in the next couple of years.
And so somebody will pay to be on the ship, or will, or would somebody maybe get a scholarship, meaning I want your brain on the ship?
Oh, I like a scholarship. Good pun, Jim.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, I'm thinking they would they would pay for your wage, Bruce. But I mean, Joe, they would pay for your way, but they would make me pay. See, they would. They say, you know, futurists like Joe Barker. Yes, talk show hosts. I'm sorry, we got to have a check. So I'm sure they have both kinds of folks. But even that place has got to get food from somewhere. They got to get power from somewhere. They're going to have to come ashore sometime, Joel.
Logistics are going to be interesting.
Yeah, it will be. You'll have, and Joel Barker will keep us posted on this, folks. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Got a
high-rise car. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.